Jack Spencer, who's with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, also writes for Michigan Capital Confidential. Jack, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Wrote your great story, interesting story, about Eaton County dumping the prevailing wage law. Tell us about this story.
Well, as you know, we're in tough economic times, and municipalities everywhere, school districts, et cetera, are looking for places that they are actually kind of being forced to make the kind of decisions that save money, which I think taxpayers have for a long time wanted them to be doing anyway. And here's one where they had this prevailing wage, which all municipalities do not have in Michigan, where they have to set up basically a higher price and meet a union standard for wages for construction. And they got together and they passed it. All the Republicans voted yes, and there were only a couple Democrats on the board anyway, and those were the ones that voted no.
So what's that mean, and when will this go into effect?
I'm not sure when it goes into effect. Probably at the beginning. I think it's immediately, I believe, actually. But what it means is when they have construction, they can actually get bids, and they can actually go for whatever the lowest realistic bid is, instead of having to take a bid that includes a higher wage, a prevailing wage. So it's almost an automatic money saver.
I understand that there could be a repeal coming of this. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, are you talking statewide or what?
No, just for the county here.
I guess I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean a repeal?
Well, that there are folks who want to do away with this, even though it was voted 12-3 by the Board of Commissioners.
Oh, you mean a repeal of what the reinstatement of what the
correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm not aware of that. I have not heard anything about that. I would think they'd have one heck of a tough time, because I think that when you're trying to go and say, okay, let's turn this around and have it cost more, they're free to make that attempt. I would find it very difficult to believe that that would be an easy task.
Are there other counties in this state that have this law, and could this get the ball rolling on other counties following Eaton County's lead?
Well, the people who believe that these prevailing wages are just plain money wasters certainly hope so. There are other ones around the state. I understand that Bay City did this back in January. That was seemed like sort of the spark or the first one. And then here we have about 7 months later, Eaton County doing it. There have been some others that have suspended theirs. There's nothing like pressure, economic pressure, coming to bear to sort of shake this stuff out.
All right. We've been talking with Jack Spencer, who's with Michigan Capital Confidential. Thanks so much for your time, Jack. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.